So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Yesh Chayrish Telem Echad, V'chayiv Elav Mishum Shmoyin Elavim. A person can plow a single furrow and be liable to Malkus for 8 different lavim. The Gemara proceeds with Amiram, who suggests 8 other possible lavim. Hazarei Benachal Esan. If he plowed in the place where an Egla Rufa was killed, he's also liable for the lav Asher Lo Yavid Boi B'lo Yizareah. Hamoichik Es Hashem Balichasei. If while he plowed he erased the name of Hashem, he's also liable for the lav V'yibadet Temeshimom Leisasen Ken Lashem Lekechem. Hakoitzitz es baharte. If while he plowed he cut off a nega, he's also liable for the lav hishama benega tzaras. Hamazich hachoshin me'alo eifed v'hamisr ba'di aron. If while he plowed he removed the choshin from the eifed and he removed the rods from the aron, he's also liable for an additional 2 lavin. B'taboy sa'aron yihabadim lo yisur mimenu and v'liyizach hachoshin me'alo eifed. Hachosh ba'atzei ashera. If the plow was made from the wood of avodah zarah, he's also liable for the lav v'liyidbek biyotchem u'umim menachem. One may not benefit from avodah zarah. Hakoitzitz ilonis toivis. If while he plowed, he cut down a fruit tree, he's also liable for the lav ki mimenu teichav oisur leisichris. Kugain da'amar shvu shleichrish ben b'chol ben miyamtiv. If he made an oath that he will not plow during the weekdays nor on yamtiv, in which the shvu also takes effect on yamtiv, he's also liable for the lav of leyachol devar. The Gemara explains, however, that the Mishnah did not include this lav because midi de isa b'shila leikotani, a shvu can be annulled by a chacham. Sak the Mishnah kama malkanoise. How many lashes does one get from malkus? The Tanakhama says arbaim chaser achas. He gets 39 malkus because the pasuk states v'kol lefun of kedei rishasi b'misper. And the following pasuk begins with arbaim yakenu. The smuchen of the two words b'misper arbaim teaches minyan shuhu samach l'arbaim. Malkus is the number that precedes 40, which is 39. Yehuda disagrees and says arbaim shleimus ulaika. He gets the complete 40 malkus. And v'heichen ulaika as yisera b'inkaseifav. He gets the additional lash between the shoulders, as the pasuk in Zechariah states, "Mahamaka so'elo ben yodecho." According to the Tanakhama, Rava comments, "Kama tibsho yishar inshi the kaimim mekmei sefer Torah, but the kaimim mekmei gav rabba." Those who stand up only for a sefer Torah, but not for a Talmud Chacham, are considered fools, because the ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arbaam ba'as rabbanim ba'as ruchada. The Torah writes that one must get 40 malkas, and the Chacham reduced it by one. The Mishnah continues, "Ein imdin oisai el b'makis ruuyis leshtalish." Bezdin must assess the person whether he's able to endure all 39 malkas, and if he can't, they reduce the malkas accordingly to a number that can be divided by 3. The Mishnah continues, Amdu lekabel arbaim leike miktas, ba'amdu she'en yoch lekabel arbaim, pater. If Bezdin first assessed him that he can handle all 39 malkas, and after he was given some malkas, they reassessed him and discovered that he cannot handle 39 malkas, he does not get any more malkas. And the same applies vice versa. Amdu lekabel shmeine esrei, u'meshalaka amdu she'yoch lekabel arbaim, pater. If Bezdin first assessed him that he can handle only 18 malkas, and after he was given 18 malkas, they reassessed him and discovered that he can handle all 39 malkas, he does not get the remaining 21 malkas. Because as Rashi explained, Kibish Nesbaza Bevezdin Veloko Ktsas Sakadi Bahachi, he was humiliated through both the Umdina and the malkas. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction. Our mission implies Loka in Loy Loka Loy. Only if he was already given malkas and then the Umdina changed, he's parted from the remaining malkas because there was a bazillion through the malkas. However, if he was not given any malkas and the umdina changed, he does get the remaining malkas because there was no bezoyin through the first umdina alone. While the Braisa states, "Amdu lekabel arbaim b'chazav amdu shein yoch lekabel arbaim pater." If Bezdin first assessed that he can handle all 39 malkas and then reassessed and discovered that he cannot handle all 39 malkas, he's pater. And the same applies vice versa. "Amdu lekabel shemayne esrei v'chazav amdu shein yoch lekabel arbaim pater." If Bezdin first assessed that he can handle only 18 malkas, and then reassessed and discovered that he can handle all 39 malkas, he's pater. The Braisa implies, afilu loy laka pater. Even if he was not given any malkas and the umdina changed, he becomes pater from the remaining malkas because there was a bazillion through the first umdina alone. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Our mission refers to hodam du liyaymi. The two umdinas were both on the same day. As Rashi explains, therefore, igloy milsa de toy ba'imid rishin de lohikhish bishohos mu'ud kezeh. It must be that the first umdina was erroneous, because the difference cannot be attributed to a change in the person's health, because the person does not become weaker or stronger in such a short time. Therefore, regarding the ratio of amdu lekabel arbaim v'amdu shein yoch lekabel arbaim, only if it was laka miktzas he becomes pata because of bezayin. But if it was not laka, then he must wait until he becomes stronger, and Bezdin will then conduct a third umdina. But neither of these two umdinas are considered a bezayin because the first umdina was erroneous, and the second umdina was merely to ascertain that he is unable to handle the malkus. And regarding the seifa of amdu lekabel shmoyne esrei, the amdu sheyochelu lekabel arbaim, only if it was laka miktzas, he becomes pater because of the bezoyin. But if he was not loka, then he must get the remaining 21 malkas, because since the first umdin was erroneous, it cannot be considered a bezayin. While the Brice refers to hadam du lamachu liyema ochara, the first two umdinas were on different days. Therefore, Eimed Rishon, Eimed Gamar Hayah, the first umdina was accurate, because the difference can be attributed to a change in the person's health. Therefore, in the Reisha regarding Amdu L'Kabbalah Arbam, Amdu Shein Yochel L'Kabbalah Arbam, even though he was not Laka, he is Pater, because the first umdina was a Bezoyan. And regarding the Seifa of Amdu L'Kabbalah Shemayna Esri, Amdu Shein Yochel L'Kabbalah Arbam, he is Pater of the remaining 21 Malkas, because the first umdina was accurate. Zok the Mishnah, if a person committed one transgression that has two lavin, such as in the previous Mishnah's case of Yesh Chayish B'Telem Echad, the amount of Malkas depends as follows. Amdu Eimed Echad, Leika U'Pater. If Bezdin's assessment was for both lavin, he's Pater from the remaining Malkas, provided that at the minimum, Damdu L'Arbom B'Tarti, he was assessed that he can handle 42 Malkas, in which there are 39 Malkas for the first lav, and 3 Malkas for the second lav. In that case, he's Pater from the remaining 36 Malkas. If Bezdin's assessment was for only one lav, he first gets 39 malkas for that one lav, and after he recuperates, Bezdin then assesses him for the second lav, and he gets another 39 malkas. Similarly, if damdu l'arbam b'chada, Bezdin assessed that he can handle only 41 malkas, in which there are 39 malkas for the first lav and only 2 malkas for the second lav, since the minimum amount is 3 malkas, the additional umdin of 2 malkas cannot be applied to the second lav, and he is assessed separately for the second lav.